Hello?
Hello, Tiago?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your account management company for your online.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, I'm here trying to make home.
Right.
Finishing my day.
Well, that's fun. My day's almost done.
Yeah. Correct. So how can I help you?
Well, the purpose of my call is last week you clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating that you wanted more information for a Google Guaranteed. Did you do that on purpose or was that an accident?
No, it was on purpose. I would like to know, you know, to have some more details, because when you guys create the website, I remember the lady, she mentioned something about it, and I never got into it.
So now
I would like to, you know, to know mm-hmm. a few more details about it, how that works.
Sure. My job is that is my department. But first, I need to determine which vertical you would be under. Now, I see here that your primary search phrase with us is for carpenter. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do everything related to finished carpentry and cabinetry.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. That was my next question.
I believe finished carpentry includes cabinetry, but most of people, they don't know about that, so we might need to specificate that better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So under the carpentry or carpenter vertical, it's cabinetry, decking, drywall, fencing, general installations, general repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage, as well as carpenter, obviously, and other.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's everything that we do, you know.
Okay.
But most of people, they don't know those details, like me and you know what
right
I mean?
Yeah, so they're just going to look it up via keyword, and that's how we're going to make sure that you're coming up at the top. So the Google Guarantee is my favorite product, and the reason that it is my favorite product is because it is qualified leads. You don't share the leads, they come directly to you. Plus, it is, in my personal opinion, the very best product that Google has. Now, I personally have been with Local Splash for 8 years on the 26th of this month. And in the time that I've been here, I have sold a lot of different products for Local Splash, but this one has by far become my favorite because it really takes away the middleman, okay? Now, with that being said, there are a few small requirements before we get into it. I will give you the cost per lead and exactly how the program works. Have you ever experienced anything like Home Advisor or Thumbtack, Angie's List, any of that?
Correct. Yes, I tried Angie's, but only for 2 or 3 months. And I never want to work with them again, never,
okay.
Because there is a lot of money they take. They literally steal from you, and you don't see any results. I never got one job through them, and I spent about $4,000 with them.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I bring that up not because we're nothing like that. Google Guarantee is nothing like that. This is totally different. Okay? So that's why I brought that up, is because we want to show you how it is different in all those ways. Now, does the company have business license and insurance?
Yeah, I do.
Can you pass a background check?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, and do you have $250?
I do, yes.
Okay. So that's the application fee. That is the upfront cost on the Google Guarantee, is a one-time $250 application fee that is non-refundable, and it goes to get your company Google Guarantee approved. So the way it works is like this. Google has an application that we have to process the maximum amount of time that it ever takes to get Google Guarantee approved. The maximum time would be 4 to 8 weeks. Now, I don't often see it take that long, but I am required to let you know what the terms and conditions state. Plus, I just like to keep everything up front so you have a good idea of how things are going to be working for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with that being said, the application itself is very, very easy to navigate, and it's very straightforward. You're going to be uploading the certificate of insurance. You would be uploading any and all business documents that are needed, like the license, your social security number. It's also going to ask for a photograph of your driver's license so that we can go ahead and send off and have Google conduct a background check through Evident ID or Pinkerton. It's their choice. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, then we have the ability to run your ad live. Have you ever done a search on Google and seen the guaranteed section up at the very top of the page?
Well, you know, let's say if you look for a shoe, for example. Nike shoe, you know. I know if I type that on Google, I'm going to start to see and Nike shoes all over, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google all the time, and every website, you see those little ads on, you know.
Right.
That's all.
Google Guarantee is, no, Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page. So if you punch in electrician or general contractor, or you're looking for remodeling, or you're looking for carpenter, you're looking for finished work, you're looking for trim work, you're looking for deck building. Up at the very top of the page in the guaranteed section is going to pop up the Google Guarantee. In the Google Guarantee section, this is a pay-per-lead program, but you only pay per qualified lead, okay?
I only pay for qualified lead.
Yes. So Google has specific requirements of what a qualified lead is, which I'm going to go over with you here in just a second. But also, what you should know is that all of the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So unlike Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all of those type of pay-per-lead services where, you know, if the call is not qualified, you have no recourse to get your money back because, like you told me, they're literally just stealing from you, right?
Correct.
That's not how this is. So first and foremost, you know, I know how it is with Angie's that you have to, the customer contacts Angie's and then Angie's contacts you and says, hey, this is a lead. We have a lead for you, right?
Correct.
And then they give you the information and then you have to chase him down and hope they answer the phone and about five other guys call them too, right?
Correct. That's
okay.
Whatever.
Not like that this time. Are you ready? This is how it goes. The clients go to Google, they look in that guaranteed section, and they choose to call to speak with you directly.
Okay.
So they're calling you directly. You don't share the lead. They've gone to Google, they look in the guaranteed section, and they call you directly. So when the lead comes in, you know that it's a guaranteed lead because it says so on the caller ID. Okay?
Okay.
Also, in addition to that, it's a real-life human being on the other end of the phone. Okay? So,
okay.
When the call comes, there's only a couple of situations that Google will even consider it a qualified call. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, if you get a call from a client or prospect and they are asking for a job with you, they want to be employed by you, that's not a qualified lead.
This is exactly my next question, because sometimes people call me through your portal, through our portal, actually, local special portal, and they just want to sell me stuff. They want to sell me tools, materials, or whatever, you know. I'm going to pay for that?
No, you're not going to pay for that. And if you have somebody calling you and offering you that, you need to call me and let me know so that we can put them on your D&C list. We can make sure that they don't call you. You have to let us know that that's what's going on. We don't know that you're getting scam calls unless you tell us.
Yeah, I'm getting some of them. Not a lot of them, but yeah, I'm getting.
Well, you gotta tell me so that way I can eliminate that. But no, to answer your question, you would not pay for calls like that where somebody is seeking employment with your company, or where they're offering you tools, or where they're offering you advertisement or any of that. You're only going to be charged for the lead if it is qualified, meaning they're asking for a service that you provide, okay, that's on your service profile, because we list what's on your service profile. So if they call you and they ask you for an estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is what Google considers a qualified lead. Additionally, if you set a face-to-face appointment with the client to talk to the client face-to-face, that's considered a qualified lead. Those are the only two instances. So if it's somebody seeking employment with the company, if it's somebody asking for, they're asking for sales of some sort, sales or solicitation call, that is not a qualified lead. If it's a scam call or a robocall, that is not a qualified lead. If they're asking for a service that you don't provide, say they're asking for, you know, window installation, and you don't offer that service, it's not listed on your service profile, and you decline the job, you're not charged for the lead. Okay?
Okay.
And the last thing that I'm so excited about is if your service radius is also listed on your service profile. We list your service radius. So if they are requesting a service that's outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. You're only charged if you give estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face with the client. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it is.
That's
fair.
That's pretty fair, right? Now.
It is. Well, it's different from the other ones.
It is different, and that's why I wanted you to hear me out, because it is different. And I know the struggles that you have been with the other ones. So say by chance that a lead comes through, that a lead squeaks through that's not qualified, right? Say you do get a scam call, one scam call, right? And all you have to do, because this is the thing, is AI, is artificial intelligence, is listening to all of those phone calls for verification purposes to make sure that you're getting qualified calls. And they will automatically disqualify a call when they hear that it doesn't meet the criteria. But let's just say that one made it through, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if one makes it through, you have access to the call recording, we have access to the call recording, and Google has access to the call recording. So what we do is we simply dispute it with Google, and they give us your money back. Very easy. We dispute it with Google. You don't have to dispute it with Google. We take care of it for you, okay?
Oh, all right.
Now, getting down to the amount, the money. Right? That's always the biggest question. How much do the leads cost, right?
Yes.
Your cost per lead is $45.33.
It's one flat rate, or there is like...
One flat rate. It will never go up. It will never... Well, I can't say never. But Google has not changed their pricing since 2018.
Okay.
And if they change their pricing, we let you know before we charge the budget. So what it is Google requires a minimum monthly budget to start for 13 leads. Okay? So it will work like this. The 13 lead budget is $591. So this is how it would work. If you choose to move forward, today we would charge the one-time $250 application fee. That is the only upfront cost. We charge the application fee, we send you the application, we help you fill out the application, and do a client interview. Client interview takes about 15 minutes. We go ahead, we send off the application to Google to begin the background check. Okay? Now I've seen this process only take, like 5 or 6 days, but I've also seen it take the full 4 to 8 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. So if you get us that application back quickly because you want to start the leads quickly, then we can do it. Okay?
Okay.
So
well,
now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying is, well, what, 45 poorly is not bad. What about there is any other monthly fee on top of that?
No.
No?
No. So the way it works is like this. Once your Google Guarantee approved, we contact you and we say, okay, Tiago, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. We're ready to turn the leads on. So you would then pay the $591. The leads will come into you directly at approximately 3 leads a week. Okay, that is the regular idle running. It runs at 3 leads a week. If you are in complete control, though, so this is what you have to understand, is if you choose to take on the leads, you take on the first couple of leads, and then say you want to increase the lead flow, okay?
Okay.
Say you want more leads faster. You want 5 leads a week. All you do is call in and increase the leads, okay?
Okay.
The latter is also true. So say that you start the leads, right? And then you get booked out for a month.
Yeah.
Now you're busy. You know for a fact that you can't take on any more jobs for at least 30 days, let alone answer the phone.
Correct.
Okay? That's okay. You call, you pause the campaign. Say you pause the campaign and it has $480 left in the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign is where it stops. So if you pause the campaign next week with $481 in it, that's where it stays paused, and it does not come unpaused. There is no automatic monthly charge. When you choose to start the leads again, say you start the leads again in, I don't know, like 47 days. Say you call back and you say, okay, I'm ready to turn the leads back on now. We turn them back on. It still has that $480 budget. And we do not automatically refill the budget. It's only refilled once the budget has been completely exhausted and we have your approval to do so.
Okay. So if I run out of money, you won't go like
no.
on my bank account
no.
and take it
to the bank? No, absolutely not. No way. No, absolutely not. We know that you guys have been through all that. Plus, this is Google. Google doesn't want to do that. This is the thing. Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. And this is what you have to understand. You're paying for the guarantee of Google. Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public. What they're saying is, hey, this company has the Google Guarantee stamp. With the Google Guarantee stamp, it's a badge that goes on your profile on Google. So now you will have 2 spots on the first page of Google, not just the local map, but you will now also have the secondary spot at the very top of the page, okay? And when your leads are on, you'll have a green check mark next to your name. And when your leads are off, you don't have the green check mark, but you don't rotate off the page. It just doesn't have the green check mark, okay?
Okay.
Now, Google, if you click on the guarantee from Google, what it actually means, Google says, get it done right or we'll pay you back, meaning Google literally provides an extra insurance policy for your company. What they're promising the general public is that you are a quality company. You are tried and true. They have done a background check. They trust your company. If for any reason that person was not 100% satisfied with all the work that you had done for them, then they could actually, if they couldn't work it out with you, they would contact Google and say that, and then Google would actually pay them back up to a $2,000 worth of insurance additional.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's a pretty good program, huh?
Yeah, not bad. So we have, I have to pay $250 to start on
correct.
Process.
It's the, yeah, it's the application fee. It's just the one-time $250 application fee. That's the only thing to get going. That's the only thing that we need to get it started, and then we can go ahead and proceed from there. You want to give it a shot?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that I will do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just need to think about it a little bit, okay? I just need
okay.
to see if it's going to fit on my budget and everything. Can you email me
yep.
all that in writing so I can remember everything and take a look on everything and see all the policies and all that, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
I like to read it first. And sure. along with that, please send me your number, the other number, or, you know, some direct line.
Contact
or,
information.
Or
absolutely. Contact. Yep. I will be the lead on your account. Gail, I see that Gail was your original account manager, account lead. She's no longer with the company. So
mm-hmm.
I would be the person taking care of you from here on out. All of my contact information is listed down at the bottom of the page, absolutely. And then I can send you out a text message also that has my direct phone number and extension line. That way,
okay.
you can reach me that way as well, okay?
So, okay, are you the one that changed the pictures on my website or no?
I am not.
Who does that?
No, I am not, but I can. I can get the person who, I can speak with the person who changes the photos on your website. Is there something wrong with your website?
No, I just need to update a few of them, you know.
Okay. So all you have to do is go into the dashboard and you can upload the photo, new photos, or you can email them to photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
sending you that email right now. Okay.
Okay.
And about how long do you think you need to review everything?
Give me 2-3 days and I'll let you know.
Okay. So like Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. If you don't
okay.
hear me, if you don't hear from me, just call me.
Okay.
Remind
All right. me. Okay. So Thursday I can do by noon. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's perfect.
Okay. All right, so I've gone ahead and put that into the calendar with my contact information. And then the other thing is, why don't I do this? Why don't I schedule a service call from client support so they can go over the photos, and also you can talk with them about the scam calls that you've been getting so they can block those numbers.
Okay, that's okay.
Let me schedule
sounds,
you the call.
Sounds
let, me pull
like
the, okay. let me pull the calendar up for you. Hold on. Okay. For tomorrow, the calendar is completely open. You're on Eastern Standard Time, correct?
Yes. I'm in Florida.
Right. Well, some parts of Florida I know are still on Central Time. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure. I have an appointment time as early as 10 a.m. your time, or I can do as late as 6:30. And all the times in between.
I believe late in the day is better.
6 or 6:30?
6:30.
You got it.
It's around,
Yeah. Okay. So the agent is going to call you from our 877 phone number so that they can go over everything with you. And then any photo, at that time, any photos that you have that you would like to send over to change, we can do that. And then just go through the, they can go through the call tracking and make sure that the, that you give us any phone numbers that have been scam calls. That way we can block them for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that'll be all.
Okay. I look forward to talking with you soon.
That will be all. Yes. You, you're going to hear from me, okay?
I know.
Gonna...
I think I am. I think you like it. You just want to go over everything and make sure that it's going to be a good choice for you. And the other thing is this, is Tiago, after, if you choose, now you don't have to, but if you choose to, after you get this going, some people, they let go of the local SEO because they just like this service so much better. So you have that option as well, okay?
Okay. Let me know. All right. So let's do this. Just call me or I'll call you by Thursday, okay?
Yep.
All right?
Okay, you got it. I'll talk with you then.
Yes, thanks for your time.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.